Is your target market right for a podcast? So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. So podcasting has exploded in popularity, and there's a tendency to feel as though, hey, everyone's doing this. I should start a podcast. I should get going and start, just pull out a microphone, start talking, and the next thing I'll have a giant following and be super successful. So the question is, first off, obviously, as you might guess, it's never quite that easy or quite that simple. But despite the fact that it's not as easy or as simple as it sounds, it has gained a tremendous amount of popularity. And it makes total sense why. It has a lot of benefits in terms of things like being able to establish your authority and thought leadership. And wide open marketplace where we all have the ability to share whatever message we want. If we have a particular kind of expertise, if we have a particular kind of knowledge or experience, those are all things, or even a skill, those are all things that we are able to share, and we can share it in a variety of platforms, but podcasting is one of them, and we could do an audio or a video podcast. So the ability to be able to share that information can help establish us as an authority in whatever topic we are, and as a thought leader. And when we have that, obviously there's a lot of ways that we can take that, a lot of directions we can take that professionally. The other thing it's very good for, obviously, is building an engaging community. And that is really what we want to be able to do ultimately in terms of branding, right? So if we want to be able to build a brand, if we want to be able to establish ourselves, and whether we're trying to sell products or services, or whether we're trying to become an influencer, or whatever it is that we're trying to do, if we want to be able to do that effectively, we're only going to be as effective as our audience, as our market, as our tribe, as our community. So the easier and the more effective we can get out there and connect and engage, the better off we're going to be. There's big benefits there as well. Then we also have benefits of just flat out personal development. Through the process of hosting a podcast, of doing the research for whatever topics that we're going to talk about, of doing the public speaking, whether it's into a microphone or a video camera or whatever else, we develop and polish our speaking skills and presentation skills. We develop our thinking and our ability to grapple with various topics. We develop our knowledge base because we have to grow in terms of what we know in order to be able to share that and provide value to our audience. We also can learn from other people. If we're doing an interview style podcast, we have an opportunity to meet with guests all the time. And every time we interact with anybody, we have an opportunity to learn something new and to grow from that. So it's a fantastic way for personal development as well. We also have the ability to have a global reach. We can get out there and we can literally reach people on the opposite side of the world. And it wasn't even that many years ago where that would have been impossible. That would have been fantasy land. The idea now, it's funny, I was actually just talking to my son the other day about the idea that when I was growing up and we had to do a research paper, basically what we would do is we'd go to the family's volume of encyclopedias. You had an encyclopedia, one per letter. I think like maybe X and Y were thrown together in one volume because there wasn't enough content. But all the main letters each had their own book. Some of them had multiple books. And you went, you looked things up, or you went to the library. There was no internet. So there was no ability to just Google things or use AI or any of that other stuff. And you had to go find it all of yourself. And so it was getting information out there was far more difficult. Now we have global reach. Any one of us can sit in our bedroom or basement or living room or whatever, apartment, and we can create messages that go out to the entire world that everyone has access to and do it on a shoestring budget, which is so powerful and so amazing. It blows my mind even today to think about that. But everybody growing up now, that's the only reality they've ever known. And then obviously we have the ability to monetize it, right? That's the thing that everybody has in the back of their mind when they're thinking about, oh, I want to get into this. I want to start doing some kind of social media or podcasting or whatever because of all the money that I can make. And so obviously monetization opportunities, we not only have things like ads and sponsors, but we have the ability to promote our own products, affiliate products, all these other things as well. So the benefits of starting a podcast obviously go without saying, right? We've just gone on and on about that. And so it's no wonder so many people are interested in getting into it. But here's the thing. All that stuff only matters if our target market or audience is going to tune in. Because no matter what we're trying to do, no matter what we're trying to create or what message we're trying to share, if our audience doesn't listen to it, it's no one's ever going to hear it. It's never going to grow. So the question comes back to what we started with, and that is our market right for a podcast? So the best audience for a podcast depends on our content's theme, our style, and our intended impact. So depending on what it is that we're trying to do, who we're trying to reach, how we need to reach them, and what we're trying to ultimately accomplish by it, those are all the things that are going to help us answer the question. That said, I understand that's a very general sort of response and a cop-out, so we'll get into a little bit more detail. There are general trends that can be identified in podcast listenership that might help us in defining the best audience for a podcast. So let's take a look at a few of those because I think this helps really understand whether or not our market is suited for this. So right off the top, if we just look at pure demographics and we look at age group, podcasts in general are particularly popular with the 18 to 44-year-old age group. So again, there's markets outside that, but as a general rule, that is the target market in terms of demographics for age, with a strong listener base among millennials and Gen Z. So these age groups are more likely to consume digital media and are accustomed to using smartphones and other devices for entertainment and education. I know it's funny because when I watch my kids with their phones and the fact that they could watch full videos and all this other stuff on the phone, I'm amazed by that because for me, the screen is so little that I'm like, I want like a big screen. If I'm going to watch like a movie or I'm going to watch, I don't want to see it on this little tiny phone. I don't like typing with my thumbs and all that other stuff. So for me, I'm old school in that way and I'm showing my age. But the fact of the matter is, it is true that people have different inclinations. Whereas my parents, conversely to me, are, and my father-in-law in particular, is almost technophobic. He's terrified of the computer. He thinks if he touches the wrong key, it might explode. He doesn't have any idea how to use it. And so you can see how generation to generation, depending on who we're trying to reach, it's going to depend. Are they tech savvy enough? Are they dialed in enough to do this? If we're going after an audience that already listens to podcasts, it's really easy because they already know how it all works. We don't need to convince anybody to do anything. So the demographics are really important in that regard. Now, from a standpoint of which countries or cultures or geography type situation, they're actually popular pretty much everywhere across the world. But there are some countries that are far more engaged in podcasts than others. That said, there isn't any reason to avoid a podcast based on geography because there is adoption globally for it. If we look at interests and niches, right, podcasts cover a wide range of topics. So the best audience can be defined by specific interests or niches. So if we wanted to do like a technology podcast, obviously we're going to be looking for tech enthusiasts and professionals in the tech industry. And depending on how we target it, that will depend on whether or not we reach the right audience. So some of it is the way that we structure it ourselves, but there will be an audience for a lot of various things. And converse to that, a true crime podcast might attract those that are interested in investigative storytelling, those kinds of things. And so depending on what our niche and interest is, we can basically take a look at the kind of market that we might be able to reach. Now, it's interesting to note that true crime is obviously and surprisingly one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcasting genre. People just love true crime. Another very popular one is comedy. Now, the one challenge I would say with, First of all, if it's something like true crime, we have to be very interested in doing investigations and research, because we obviously, if we're doing true crime, we have to have facts. We have to have stories to be able to tell. If we're doing something that's comedy, we need to have comedy chops. Comedy is not easy. To do things that are comedic, there's a reason that a lot of comedic movies get panned. These are professionals with million-dollar budgets, hundreds of million-dollar budgets in some cases, and top-level professional talent that excel at comedy. And even still, there are very few comedic movies that actually are smash hit successes, because comedy is hard. So if you happen to be somebody that everybody tells you how funny you are all the time, could be the perfect match. But the fact of the matter is, the type of subject matter we want to go after is not just what is popular. It has to be what we can effectively do. I'm not a funny person. So for me to go into comedy would be a total disaster. My podcast wouldn't be funny and nobody would tune in. So we have to decide what our niche is within whatever genre and market and audience that we're trying to reach, because that is going to determine whether or not we can be successful in that particular area. Then we have to look at educational and professional development, right? This is another very popular area. Anything that educates people, anything that teaches people skills or shares with them ways to get better at various things, any sort of self-help or inspiration, encouragement, motivation, all those kinds of things. Many listeners use podcasts for learning and professional development. Particularly in an audio format, what's great about that is you could do it while you're doing other things. So people will listen to it on their way to work in the car or whatever. And if it's something that's motivational or inspirational or whatever, then those are great messages to share with people, because it's something that they can do on the way to where they're going. And when they arrive, they've already received a benefit. If it's something where they need to be writing things down and taking notes and stuff like that, then a video podcast might be the better fit for that. But nonetheless, learning and professional development is one of the major reasons that people tune in, because other than being entertained with stories or entertained with comedy, educational purposes and learning and professional development is another really valuable genre of podcast. And so the medium of podcasting is very popular among students, among academics, and professionals that want to expand their knowledge and skill sets in various fields. So again, depending on what your expertise is, depending on what your proclivities and inclinations are, it may be a very good fit if you were going after any of those particular markets with that particular sort of strategy. Then we could look at lifestyle and hobbies. If we have a passion in something, even if it's a frivolous passion, it could be something like gardening or model airplane building or like army and battle reenactments with action figures or whatever it is, any kind of lifestyle or hobby, podcasts that focus on lifestyles, hobbies, and personal interests can target audience based on specific activities and lifestyles. And sometimes the more targeted we are, the better. Because while we don't have a giant audience, I know there are podcasts out there that only have an active audience of a few thousand, but it's so super engaged in their particular topic and in their particular podcast that the click-throughs on things and the level of engagement is so high that it still can be monetized very effectively. It still can be used as a marketing medium very effectively, because the market is smaller, but the activity rate among that market based on promotions or sponsors or whatever else is so high that the bang for the buck and the return on investment is very high. And that's ultimately what advertisers and sponsors care about. So podcasts about specific activities or lifestyles, like fitness enthusiasts, foodies, travel buffs, these things are all really great. Some of those are actually geared more better for video podcasts. Like fitness, obviously, can be a visual thing, because if you're trying to demonstrate how to exercise or be motivational in that way, it's far easier to do that in a video and visual format. Food and travel, same sort of thing, because they're so visual. Again, they don't need to be. It certainly can be something that's discussion-based and based on audio, but video can be a very effective complement if we have a video and an audio podcast around those particular sorts of niches and industries. Community and culture is another sort of slice of podcasting, where podcasts that center around cultural, social, or community-based themes can attract audiences that are interested in those particular subjects. That can be very great if we're trying to do something for a local market or maybe for a particular segment of the population or a group that we belong to. That can be very effective as well. And so if it's a we're in this together and we need to support each other kind of thing, that can be very effective as well. So it can be things like local community members. It could be people sharing the same cultural background, or those might be interested in activism or other social issues. Any of those kinds of things are very effective things in a podcast because that tends to be, in general, a very engaged audience already. And they're looking for an outlet. They're looking for their community. They're looking for other people that share their ideas, background, and values so that way they can connect. And so a podcast can be a great way to bring that community together. Another sort of slice or segment of the podcasting sort of market is entertainment and leisure. So many people will listen to podcasts for entertainment. And this is where that comedy thing comes back in. But in addition to comedy, we don't have to be funny. Storytelling is a very effective medium. And storytelling is one of the things that if we look back through through history, before the days of even recorded history and written history, storytelling was always an age-old tradition that was passed down from generation to generation. And in fact, a lot of the fables and a lot of the very, very early works of literature that are considered to be groundbreaking and works of art were told basically orally. Somebody told it as a story before they were able to ever write it down. And that story resonated so well with audiences, that story got retold and retold and retold and retold so many times that eventually it ended up getting written down once we got to the ages of written history. And so storytelling is a very effective medium. It's super engaging, and everybody loves to hear stories. Another one is celebrity interviews, because people are very interested in what's going on with celebrities' lifestyles. And so they always want to know how that segment of the population lives and what they're like and what they do. Interviews, either with celebrities or even just people that are successful in any particular walk of life, can be very effective, and then we don't actually need to create our own content. So those kinds of podcasts appeal to a broad audience looking for leisure activities and entertainment. We may find that our audience in those segments is going to be a lot larger, but the engagement level might be lower. The marketing side of it, the ROI and all that kind of stuff might be lower, but because the audience is bigger, it's a trade-off and it still works. To determine the best audience for a particular podcast, what we need to do is consider our content's focus, our own personal expertise and personality. We need to know ourselves. Are we good on camera? Are we good on video? Are we better on audio? Like, do we have a face for audio kind of thing? Or what is it about us that makes us unique that people have told us all our lives? Those are things that we might want to latch onto because those are things that make us unique and might make our podcast stand out, might make it valuable for us to be able to do that. And also, interest in listening habits of our potential listeners. And we can never discount the idea of our own passion. No matter how good we are at something, if we don't love it, if it's not something, an area we want to live in every day, it's going to be hard to make a podcast about it because a podcast is a labor of love. We've got to invest ourselves in it. We've got to engage in it. And we've got to be living in that space a lot. So it has to be something that we're excited about doing and that we want to keep doing. So the takeaway here is that hosting a podcast can be a great way to engage an audience and build a following. But it is, quite frankly, a lot of work. So we want to be sure before we commit that the audience we're targeting already listens to podcasts. We can search Apple Podcasts or Spotify for podcasts in our niche or market and get a sense of what's already out there, what their focus is, what their style is like, and what their content is. If our audience is already there and we're passionate about podcasting or connecting, then we should go for it. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.